Blog Talk Radio.
LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm the bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say it, know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock, I'm a
rock. First of all, welcome all my listeners, man, to all my people, you know what I'm saying, all my Facebook friends, all my Twitter followers, all my MySpace followers, you know what I'm saying, the Gearwear Gang, man, you know, Trey Love, want to send love and support and shout out to everybody that's supporting and shouting me out, you know what I'm saying. I want to shout out Gearwear West, Sophia Reed, man, she be making some miracles happen, man. Y'all don't even understand, man, that girl, her and Carmen, man, but out of Alabama, you know what I'm saying, Carmen Harris, between the two of them, man, these young ladies are working diligently to ensure that Gearwear stays up, alive, and rolling. You know what I'm saying? The empire is built, baby. You know, and I want to say to the naysayers, to the people that think they can stop the empire, you can do what you want. You know what I'm saying? You can do what you must. But I assure you, we don't die. We multiply. We keep building, baby. This ain't nothing to play with, baby. This ain't a game for me. This is my life. This is what I'm putting into, man. I'm making miracles happen. You know what I mean? So many beautiful things going on career-wise. So many beautiful things going on life-wise. Y'all, I'm in a happy and content place. Like I told you, I don't share names, but I want to tell y'all a story of something that happened yesterday. You know how you run into people you knew last year? You run into people you knew year before last. You run into people you first they knew 4 or 5 years ago. But it's so funny. You know, in life, you know, you don't see me, I don't wish nobody bad, you know what I mean? But for some reason, people just, oh, they Trey think he all that. That's why he ain't going to do this. Why? That's why he ain't going to do that. But dang, I am live on Gearwear Radio right now, and I am doing my thing, and I am happy and content, and I got a bunch of beautiful, wonderful people around my life supporting me. So for those of you who try to, you know, wish bad on me, see, what God gives to me is because even for the person that wishes bad on me, I still wish on good on you. Because, see, that karma thing, y'all, it's real. It's not a game. That karma thing is real. Speaking of karma, y'all, how many of y'all saw the movie, it was called The Social Network. It was the movie about the beginning of Facebook. It was two twins, Harvard twins, stuck with the Facebook agreement. Well, go to Yahoo right now, man. One of the stories of a federal appeals court ruled Monday that former Harvard University schoolmates of Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, I'm sorry, don't get mad with me, Mark, I know you listen. Zuckerberg can't undo their settlement over creation of the social networking site. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court appeal said Monday that Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, listen at these names, y'all, Winklevoss, Zuckerberger. These are the kind of people I need to be hanging with. I just got a name like Smith. I need to go because they got the money. I need, hey, Zuckerbergers and Winklevoss. Yo, get down with the Smith boy. I'm trying to make some money with y'all. Were savvy enough to understand that they were agreeing to, were savvy enough to understand what they were agreeing to when they signed the agreement in 2008. The deal called for a $20 million cash payment and a partial ownership of Facebook. A third classmate, Deva Narenda, was part of the settlement with the twins but did not pursue the second lawsuit seeking to undo the agreement. I mean, this is just funny how life works, y'all. I'm going to tell you something. It's ironic that on even the smallest levels, the biggest levels, there's always gripes. You know, I love, for people that know me, that are close to me, they know I love the show The Sopranos. I'm really into The Sopranos because for those of you who watch it, it's really a show about I'm going to call it a show about gang. You know, if you look at Tony as the main character, you know, the things he has to go through, I like the way it started. It started before he was boss, gave his story of how he became boss. He didn't even per se try to pursue the position of boss, but he was just a hard worker and handling his business and making things happen. So he ended up becoming boss, you know, because that's just what happened. But along the way, it's like I told Charles Clemens yesterday, you know, if you all were paying attention to Magic Mondays, in life, some of us are on an elevator. And some of us are going up, which we all should be going up. But I'm going to tell you like this. I know for a fact I'm going up. And on that elevator, some of you are going to have to get off. And that's family, that's friends. And I'm not saying that to be derogatory or, oh, yeah, I'm all that. But a lot of y'all are living life. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all are working regular jobs. Some of y'all are living a regular life. And some of you guys are just doing good for yourself. You may have happiness, peace, and contentment with your wife. Your kids may be doing good. Or some of you may be going through struggles. But you know what you do? You put God in his perspective place. You pray. You do what you need to do to make sure you maintain yourself, your health, your wealth, your family. And it's just so ironic. People tend to pull away from what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? They tend to want to take away from what what the gift that God gave you, and that they're jealous of the gift that God gave you. And I'm gonna say that to the people, man. Like, even people have come up, you know, I purposely made my song "I'm a Rock Her" to cater to my children. I have 16-year-old daughters, about to be 17. I have a certain audience that I'm trying to reach, so I make my music and my life the way I want them to be able to listen to. So, you know, then when you get these gangsters, you know, they come up, you know, because I'm a real dude, you know, folks hang with me, they know I get down for my crown. But in my music that I choose to write, that I'm not writing for a record company or something like that, I'm writing to entertain my friends, myself, my audiences as I'm going out doing my stand-up. I cater to my audience. So, you know, when people have things to say negatively about me or what I'm doing, I'm going to say this: change channels, because I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm happy and content. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep it real. Motherfuck you if you got an issue with me. I'm going to live this moment for life. And that's church.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything, that I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me, but I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy, cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment I just feel so alive. 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 That I can have this moment.
Drop down to your knees. Your money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz, doing target practice. All these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OBO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental? This supposed to be all year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping songs, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fucking me and Nicki, they getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it. I'm hardly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Have this moment for life, for life, for life. But in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. That I can have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life.
Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment alive.
Yeah, baby, what's up? This your boy, Trey Love. I mean, I know I got a little raw and uncut at the end, but I'm serious about that because so many people come along and they try to attach themselves to what you're doing. You know, they see you rising and they see you grinding and they see you shining, you know what I mean? And they try to come through and supersede and take something that you put your heart, blood, sweat, and tears into. I'm going to put a major shot to everybody. I've been Trey Love for 15 years. And if you think you're going to come in and take some of what I got, baby, I'm going to tell you, you got to stand in line. First of all, I owe my kids. And before I'm paying anybody, I'm taking care of my children. Everybody else, now my woman, she riding with me. You understand what I'm saying? Because whatever I got, she got, that's we got. But I'm saying, like, my kids, they getting what they got to get, them the student loans. Then if I got a little something else, I might be able to do something for you. But like 9 times out of 10, it's looking like I'm going to be a little bit selfish, y'all. I want to make sure I say that, and that's straight up, because that so-called family I got out there, oh, they so funny. But I love y'all, though, because, you know, by blood, I have to be related to y'all. Let me give out these live pokes. This for my ladies, y'all. All right, Shaquise, always showing love. Get your live poke on Facebook, girl. I just Facebooked her so I could poke her. To Charlie Shuggy. Shuggy, baby, you know I got you, baby. This your poke live here on Gilroy Radio. Carmen Harris, you know I got you. That's my girl out there holding us down, baby, part of the Gilroy Empire. I'm poking her live on Gilroy Radio. Ray, you know I got you, girl. Rania, Ebony, I am poking you live on Gilroy Radio. Shabet, I see you over there, baby. I am poking you live on Gilroy Radio. To my girl Sherry, much love, baby. I am poking you live on Gilroy Radio. To Bridget, ooh, Bridget, good Lord. I am poking you live on Gilroy Radio. You got to be careful poking people because y'all don't even know who got poked for real. You understand what I'm saying? To my girl, Nichelle Murdoch, y'all better support her. Go to the Belly Room every Thursday. That's all I'm going to say, man. She's doing big things, major funny comics. I'm poking her live on Facebook on Gilroy Radio. Yes, I am. Shannon Sharp, I ain't going to say her last name. Let's just, you getting your poke. I'm sorry. I'm putting people business out there. Michael? Dude, don't you hate that? And then I said, Michael, I said the fool, no, I'm going to look him up. Dude, don't, men, don't poke me on Facebook, please. Send me an inbox, say hi. Don't be poking me on Facebook. That just aggravates me. Men shouldn't poke men. Remember that. Keep that in mind. Jade, you got my sister name, but you're much more lovely than her. I'm poking you, girl. Lady Love, I am poking you live on Facebook. Raquel, I am poking you live on Facebook. To my girl Mildred, you know, baby, I am poking you live on Facebook. Elaine, you get your live poke right here on Facebook on Gilroy Radio. Tracy Watts, she's a member of the Empire. I am poking her live on Gilroy Radio. Elga, I am Elizabeth, girl, I am poking you live on Gilroy Radio. Charlene, I'm going to poke you live on Gilroy Radio. Christina, I am poking you live on Gilroy Radio. Paula, I am poking you live on Gilroy Radio. And to Terica, yeah, baby, all the way in ATL, showing love, part of the Empire, too. I am poking you live on Gilroy Radio. Like I said, I got to address this dude, Michael, man. I mean, dude, like, I'm going to just say, like, straight up, fellas, don't get it twisted. Please do not poke a brother on Facebook, okay? If you want to get a brother a message or get his attention, just holler at him. Hey, dog, what's happening? Don't be poking no men on Facebook. It just don't work. But this song goes out to love. Love is a moment. Love is what we all have, need, and cherish. Love we all have, but we don't realize we have it. It may not be from a person you're making love to or having sex with. It may not be from a person who parented you or brother or sistered you. The love is truly from the inside, y'all. Love comes from all of us. It comes from within. So let's make sure as we love, we trade love. We love, live life. And when you find somebody that you can lay with, it's so sweet. We're going to have a little jam session here on Gilroy Radio. I love Twitter Me Tuesdays. I got a few more announcements, so stay tuned.
I'm asking you. and that I saw her face. I could not believe this place. She was so sexy. I wanna take her with me. I just want to hop on with you.
Yes I do, girl.
I just want to hop on with you. This is what we're gonna do.
Let's get freaky.
Freaky.
Let's get freaky, baby.
Tonight.
Let's get freaky.
Freaky.
Let's get freaky.
Pinky toe, like real hard as soon as I nut, and woo, If that's what you like, that's your business. That's why you get into a relationship. And that's why when choosing to be in a relationship, life is about a choice. Find someone that fits you. That's what people don't understand. A penis can, well, I don't know about everybody else's, but usually a penis, my penis can pretty much fit into a vagina, you know what I'm saying, which most men should be able to have that. But when it comes to having something significant, it's much more than that, you know. So let me significantly shout my birthdays out to everybody on Facebook, and I'm going to tell you, from Monday, Tuesday, I'm going to see if I can get S to do it. By the way, y'all, Magic Mondays, Twitter Me Tuesdays, that's what you live on today. It's going to be Sister in the Struggle Wednesdays. That's with Sophia Sims. Y'all make sure y'all support her, man. She's doing her thing. I'm very proud of that sister, man. The sister going to be, man, she's going to be laying it down. So make sure you tune in. She's going to be on 10 to 11 a.m. All of these shows, guys, are Pacific Standard Time. So you got Magic Mondays hosted by Trey Love, Twitter Me Tuesdays hosted by Trey Love, Sister in the Struggle Wednesdays hosted by Trey Love. We're going to be doing a nasty, freaky Thursday night show from 7 to 9, and I'm telling you, y'all, it's going to be live porn. I mean, it's just going to be audio, but I'm going to have sex. I'm going to make love. I'm going to talk freaky. I'm going to talk about all the things that we all want to talk about, but some of y'all can't. I can't. I'm a comedian. I say what the fuck I want to. But right now, I want to give a happy birthday shout-out to Richard Monster Blow Elder right here on Facebook. He's 32 today. Happy birthday, Richard. Anna Marie Cuff. Baby's 35, girl. You don't look a day over 34. I swear to God. Happy birthday, baby. David Andrew, 27. You don't look a day over 26. I swear to God. Jeff Bond, 43 today. Happy birthday, Jeff. Day over 42. I swear. LaVelle Lavette, happy birthday, lady. Craig Worshman, happy birthday, sir. Nimbark, can't say your last name, but happy birthday. Xeria Jones, happy birthday. Elaine Late Dog, Moran, happy birthday, sir. Mayan Daniels, happy birthday. Reggie King Sears, happy birthday today. And that's a happy birthday shout out to all the people that are on my Facebook that are my friends. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep it so sincere about the life, the beauty of what life and friendship is. This is what I live. This is how I do. This is how I live. I live a good, healthy, handsome life, and I do wish everyone the best. Too bad y'all don't wish me the best, but for the ones who do and don't, this song is dedicated to everybody. And before I play this song, I'm going to say my prayer, because I'm going to say this prayer on every Gilroy radio show that I have. My prayer is this: everyone within the sound of my voice, look to the God that you know, be it Buddha, be it Jesus, be it Yahweh, be it Jehovah, no matter who, Allah, whatever, whoever that God is that you worship, within the sound of my voice, I want you to listen to this and pray with me right now, family, all of y'all. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And this especially goes out to the two most special ladies, and well, actually three ladies in my life that I consider very, very special, and I'm going to have around for a while. That's Christina, Candace, and Sophia. Peace. You're still my queen.
begin trusting me.
Trust,
baby. You're all I want.
You are.
Hey, girl. You're everything I need. Hey, babe.
You're my dream and my joy. My heart belongs to you, girl. So I sat down one day and I wrote this song, 'cause I need you in my world.
Share my life, baby.
Share.
Hey, girl. You can.
Dedicated to the whole world, to everybody. And this one here goes out to lovers. If you love somebody and you like touching that person, you like kissing that person, you like touching them in like little nasty, freaky places, this song go out to you, and it go out to her, and it go out to him and her together. Peace.
Baby, yeah.
back to Your Word Radio. See, the thing about life is, man, you got to live it. You understand what I'm saying? So when you live life, you learn, you seek, you desire. And see, what happens is a lot of young fellas and whatnot, you know, that's why I'm going to do this late night Thursday talk. Because, you know, I mean, ain't no surprise. I ain't trying to hide my past, y'all. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was down for my crown. You understand what I'm saying? I done scuffed up my gaiters on the block a few times. You understand? And I'm going to tell you something that I learned. I learned that women are good. No matter what, people want to talk about, oh, and call women all out their name and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to say this, man. That's a coward move. Now, as an actor, I'm going to do what I got to do to portray my role because that's what I do. That's my profession. So don't ever take any character you see me portray as serious, even though most people do. They like to. That's why y'all ladies was pissed with Denzel when he did Training Day because y'all used to him being a certain way. But see, what y'all got to understand is, as actors, this is our profession. Don't be surprised they put Will in a role in the future where he do some real sinister stuff. That's what I'm saying. It's about the believability and what we are able to portray as actors. So with that being said, the next song I'm going to play is about women that may have a past. And I want to say this to the fellas, to these sisters out here that's good women, that's trying to be good women, learn to forget them for their past. Accept that woman. You understand what I'm saying? Because you don't know what kind of love you could get from that woman by just embracing who and what she is. That's one thing I was when I was doing my little thing as a male of leisure and ensuring that girls that work went and got to work on time and did the things they needed to do, picked them up, cooked for them, cleaned for them. You understand what I'm saying? Took care of these women. Learn to take care of these women that other people would find disgraceful or try to disrespect these women. You know, when you talk to these girls, you find out that they're human. You find out that they're people. You find out that they have desires, wants, needs, and dreams as well. Y'all don't hear me. I think I'm preaching a little bit. I'm trying to teach y'all something, man, take y'all somewhere. But here it is, fellas. If you find a good woman, embrace her for a minute. Let's stop dogging these females, man. I'm going to teach y'all some stuff, man. Y'all listen to T.I. talk about it. Tell them what, you know, she might have a past, but hey, I love her.
Hey, what's right here?
She got an angel eyes. What the baby say?
She's a freak, yo.
I want my mama and daddy to meet her. Maybe have my baby.
Man, but she's a freak, yo.
And keep talking to such a big lily. Can't keep up with your face. You're my. You're my.
What you doing? My mama taught me everything fine ain't the finest. And everything that shine ain't a diamond. They say the change come with time and I'm finding. And most bitches take your kindness for blindness. Yeah, it feel good laying here beside you. Digging deep all nine up beside you. But we can kick it out in public, gotta hide you. Cause all my partners in the hood done tried you. It's true that you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Well, listen, shouted, baby, I don't want a housewife. They say that you a freak, I'm thinking that they about right. Because they twist it so good and your mouth tight. A pretty face, slim waist, and a stout knife. Used to ask that the niggas in the south like. Super sexy, got a nigga thinking about a wife. Wearing all white, being what? For life,
she got an angel eyes. What the baby say? I want my mama and daddy to meet her. Maybe have my baby.
But she's a freak, though.
And keep talking to such a big lily. Can't keep up with your face. You're mine.
Hey, baby.
You're mine.
The main thing making niggas judge you is the same thing that make me wanna love you. From the smell of your hair, I wanna hug you. To the way you yell, give it to me, wanna fuck you. Plus, you ain't tripping off a nigga cause he's thugging. That's why I'm fighting that bad relationship to wasn't. But my partner say you're tripping with his cuz. But never mind, I don't listen, they be bugging. They find it hard to understand how could feel love. This girl with a man and not a strip club. Well, maybe cuz tip girls, leaving with girls. And in the morning, they'll be waking up with six girls. They don't know we more like homies when we pick girls. Why you worry about it? He ain't gotta make you his girl. Fuck what he think about you, I think you the shit, girl. Make me wanna bring another kid in the world. But she a freak, though.
She got angel eyes with the baby face.
But she's a freak, though.
I want my mama and daddy to meet her. Maybe have my baby.
But she's a freak, though.
And keep talking to such a big lily. Can't keep up with your face. You're mine. You're mine.
You're mine. I've been told every nigga in the streets knows she nothing but a freak hoe. When I look in her pretty eyes, I don't see it though. Now she done showed me some shit that I ain't see before. But what we do behind closed doors is for me to know. All in all, I've decided I'ma keep her though.
I'm a fucking grown man, what I'm creeping for? Just try me by the folk, it's what I'm told he was for. I die by the for a real good reason, though. That's how I feel, let my partners and my mama know. Keep it real, all the disrespect has gotta go. I disrespect that she herself and she don't hide it. Though she may have been a tad misguided. All she need is a little affection, a lot of direction, a different with a constant direction. And I don't waste a plenty of time contemplating, second guess, and procrastinate. I wanna buy a ring and pop the question, she a freak though.
She got an angel eyes with the baby face.
She's a freak though.
I want my mama and daddy to meet her, maybe have my baby.
But she's a freak though.
And keep talking about this because I can't keep up with your face. You're mine. You're mine.
That song was dedicated to two girls that I really, really cared about. And in life, I realized later how much I cared about them. One of them currently is married, you know what I'm saying? And the other one is doing well from what I hear. I'm not going to say their legal names, you know what I'm saying, to protect them. But to Pebbles and to Black. Those are two of the ladies in my past, and I mean, I'm going to say straight up, you know, female dancers and everything, and the two of them girls right there, they really held me down. I'm going to be straight up, you know, they cook for me, you know what I'm saying, they love me good, they rub me right, you know what I mean, and it's like, you know, while you're getting all that, you ain't thinking about, this is still a woman that really, really do want a man, you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying that to all the kings out there, you know. I mean, I'm going to be coming out with a hat line, you know, 5Gs, and I'm going to tell you something. It's also going to be some evening menswear I'm coming out with because, see, fellas, I'm going to show y'all, man, in order to be treated like a king, you must present yourself as a king. You see what I'm saying? So when you present yourself to these women, you got to make sure you present yourself as a king, and they will treat you as such every time, the way you talk to them, the way you react to them, the way you discuss things with them, the way you, you're wise. You know, when you're a king, you have to be wise. So I want all my fellas out there to kind of catch the ear to what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm making some major things happen, you know. But to Pebbles and Black both, I want to say straight up, man, I wish you both the best. I mean, the past is the past, but we had good things. But no, it was appreciated. And even for whatever someone would try to say about you in your past, both of you ladies, I know that one of y'all is making an excellent wife, trust me. And the other one, I know whatever you're doing, you know what I'm saying, you're doing it, you know, to the best and to the top. And I'm going to just give y'all some real game. I learn women from women. Let me say that one more time. I learn women from women. So to my players out there, you know what I'm saying, thinking you learning game, yeah, you can listen to me because I'm going to give you some game, you know, what I learned. But I'm going to tell you where I really get mine from. I learn my wisdom from sitting down talking to a woman about another woman. I don't sit down and talk with fellas. I'm going to let the fellas know that right now. You know, if you want to talk about a woman with me, that's on you, homie. I'm talking to women. Because, see, you want to learn some game by women, talk to a woman. Sit down and talk to your mama, man. Sit down and talk to your auntie. Talk to your sister, man. Or some of you players, you know what I'm saying, that's got a woman, you know what I'm saying, a woman, you know, a left breast sitting right there next to you, you know what I'm saying? Look her in the eyes and talk to her. You'd be surprised at things she tell you, boy. I'm telling you, she put you up on some things. So, yeah, shout out to the past females, man. They may have been freaks. They may have done this. They may have done that. But them some good women, good people, man. Everybody got a past. Ain't nobody perfect. We all human, baby. This segment of the show, man, we only got a few minutes left on Get Right Radio. It's Twitter Me Tuesdays. I'm having a blast on here messing with y'all today. But this segment here, I want to do my rest in peace segment. The reason why I want to do this, y'all, is because the list that I'm looking at that I just wrote out, and I know I even missed a few people just recently, Elizabeth Taylor, Nate Dogg, close publicist to my career that really launched so many things for me with Velvet Ropes Entertainment. Shout out to Donald C. Photography, man. Eugenia Wright passing away. Oof, that was a blow. I mean, people such as Linnell, myself, Andy McKnight, Mike Stone, man, we all hung out. Jeffrey Henderson. I mean, we, you know, I know I'm missing a few names. I apologize to my boy. He's got a management company. He works with Michael Collier, Burke Management, working with them guys, man. There's so much going on, man. So I just want to shout all those people out, you know, that we showed up and showed out for Eugenia. I mean, Much love. But Aaron Hatcher with the ELTM family, a gentleman by the name of Earl Mosley who booked me and paid top dollar to get Trey Love. I'm really devastated just finding out about losing him. So to Earl Mosley, I got to get back out there in Texas, y'all. I'm doing a show. I'm going to be dedicated to him. You know, I'm going to get it. You know what I mean? So rest in peace to Earl Mosley. Y'all, Bernie Mac, Michael Jackson, Richard Pryor, Tupac, Biggie, the people that just laid the foundation, you know, for what I'm doing right now. I mean, what I'm doing right now on Blog Talk Radio just laid the foundation to all those people that, I mean, the Curtis Mayfields that came and went and did this thing before us, man, to get us where we are today. I'm just I'm grateful to them and to everyone's loved one, to young Rob's brother, to my mother, Gay Leverett, to just to my aunt Ophelia, to my aunt Belle. You know, this is to everybody. And I want everyone to just take a moment and what we need to do today. And I'm going to say this, y'all, please do this for me. Don't do this for yourself. Do this for me. If you even think you like me, do this. Call somebody. Even if you just told them you love them, call them right now and tell them you love them again, or send them a text and tell them you love them. Just somebody, y'all. This song goes out to all the ones that we lost. We're going to live, but know that we will remember, love you, and you will always be in our hearts. Rest in peace to all those that we've lost.
How do I say goodbye?
Cause I swear I never loaned it. And life ain't a rehearsal, the camera's always rolling. So come and get a portion of this money that we blowing, cause it's on. Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you miss me a little bit.
Yeah. Scoochie. What's up, baby? Yellow everything this time. You know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims. Yellow big booty. Yellow bones.
Yellow?
Yellow lounge. Yellow MPs. Yellow watch. Yellow charm ring. Chain.
Yellow
living room set. Lemonade Gucci shoes for my girl.
Scoochie.
My girl, I'm sitting on kicks. No 20s in my gun. Look at this.
Rub my belly, put your number in my belly, grab a hand, cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I want more. Make your body shake and quiver. Good love and I deliver. Freaky, I got mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here to see my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a max so I can bear it. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think straight love you.
Damn. What?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.